Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy and a blessing it is, this wonderful, beautiful day. I can speak to you the word of the Lord, and I pray that God will be glorified, magnified in your life this wonderful day. So let's look into his word in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 48. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 48. Therefore, be perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect. I'm going to read that again. Therefore, be perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect. I don't know how many of you remember when you were young kids, or you may see your grandkids or your children, you may remember them saying when they become big, they can't wait to grow up in their life. So they keep on saying, when I grow big, I'll become a policeman. When I grow big, I hear my son say that many times. You know what? But when we have grown up in our life, all we want in our life is to recapture the youth. The time we were young, we want to recapture it again. So many times we say, youth is wasted on the young. And I have a question when I think of that statement. Is wisdom wasted with age or not? No matter how old you are growing, as you grow, you will have growth pains. Like a little child has growth pains, his bones expanding. He has pains the same way in your walk, personal, spiritual, you will have growth pains. There will be nights when you will walk the floors, asking all wrong questions, getting none of the right answers. Growth includes taking long, hard look into the mirror. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I becoming? Or in other words, looking for the purpose of your life on this earth. Growth is about gaining right perspectives about your life, understanding the right purpose for your life. Christian growth is the same about gaining God's perspectives or God's purpose for your life. Let his word be the mirror of your life so that you will grow in him. So that when you look into the mirror, the word of God, you will see his reflection more than your own reflection. In other words, or in simple words, you will become more like him. Perfect. Good father. Good husband. Good mother. Because you are looking into the mirror and changing your life, knowing the purpose of your life, what God wants, and you will become like him in your life. That'll be a blessing for many. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, make us more like you. Because we know there is more for us, O Lord. Therefore, Holy Spirit, work in our life, change our life, mold our life, make our life. That'll be a blessing. We will give you glory. We'll give you honor. We'll give you praise because it belongs to you and to nobody else. We love you, Lord. We worship you. And I pray every life that's listening to me, I pray, will have a desire to become more and more like you. When they look into the word, the mirror, let them see more of you in their life. You be glorified. We'll give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And remember, Jesus loves you and he cares for you. He does. God bless.